Sport with Ross Ellis.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Hello, this is Ross Ellis and welcome to a review of the local football action, Saturday the 15th of August. The results, National South League, Truro City 2, Concord Rangers 1. The FA Cup extra preliminary round, Bodmin Town 3, Brislington 1, Saltash United 0, St Austell 4, Shepton Mallet 0, Plymouth Parkway 2, Witheridge 2, Welton Rovers 0. Peninsula Premier, Camelford 1, Helston 4, Ivybridge 0, Godolphin 0, Launceston 0, Exmouth 2, Newquay 2, Stoke Gabriel 1, St Blaise 0, Falmouth Town 2, Tavistock 4, Torpoint 4. Peninsula West Division, Elluggan 1, Dobwalls 3, Millbrook 1, Plimstock 3, Mousel 5, Weybridge 1, Penryn 1, Sticker 3, Penzance 5, Holdsworthy 2, Porthleven 1, Bude 3, Vospers 0, Plymouth Argyle Reserves 12, Wendron 2, Liscard 5.
Truro City.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
We begin our roundup at Trieu Road, a first victory for Truro City in the National South League. They beat Concord Rangers 2-1. It was watched by Peter Richmond.
Game number three, and Truro City have taken off with a 2-1 win against Concord Rangers. Visitors opened the scoring with barely 3 minutes on the clock. Matt Wright and Ed Palmer had chances to equalise, no joy, but a blatant shove into the back of Matt Wright right on the half-time whistle in the visitors' box went unpenalised to make it a half-time of Truro 0, Concord Rangers 1. And Truro produced a barnstorming second half. 2 minutes, 17 seconds in, a Shane White penalty equaliser scores. Game ebbed and flowed, and with chances at both ends. Martin Rice and Shane White excelled with goal line clearances. But the winner came in the 51st minute. An Aaron Dawson corner on the right, headed home by Matt Wright. A tense and tough ending to the game saw the visitors Tony Stokes red carded for a stamp on defender Rob Farkins. A hard fought, deserved win for the White Tigers by 2-1. And joining me now in our commentary position at Trieu Road, he joined us before the kickoff as well, and a lovely smiling manager, Steve Tully. Steve, well done today, mate.
Thank you very much. It's always pleasing to get 3 points at home, and I think on the second half performance we deserved it. First half we weren't quite at the races. For whatever reason, we can't go into games without having a slow start, because you give teams a one-goal head start, like on Tuesday, it's hard to get back in. But the way they responded second half, I was really pleased.
I know it was a setback at the beginning of that half, but still the chances came for you in that first half. And to be honest, we were thinking in the media box at half time, how were you going to break the deadlock?
Well, we just kept on saying, look, we've got to play more football. We felt like we were going from front to back, from A to B, with one or two passes, when we needed to make four or five passes to open Concord up. And second half, I thought Aaron Dawson in the holding role with Jake Ash pushed further on was a real presence.
That's what we noticed, that Jake, right from the word start of the second half, went up front, you know, just behind Isaac.
I think he occupies other players, and he wins a lot of flick-ons, and he was a real asset for a second half, and he'd done a great job for us. It's what we needed, and to be fair, the start of the second half, we wanted a response. Within 10 minutes, we're 2-1 up. So, and it's how we managed the game from then. Yeah, I think we could have easily gone and won 3 or 4-1, but we managed the game, we saw it out.
Truro City manager Steve Tully. Well, in the FA Cup, there was a victory for St Austell, 4-0 away at Saltash United, and Bodmin Town also progressed, 3-1 at home to Brislington. Here's their manager, Darren Gilbert.
Yeah, we played well all game today. First half, we just a little bit off it. I'd say half a yard, but we did enough to go in 0-0. Could have probably sneaked the 1-0. Should have been 1-0 up first half, but you know, we got tighter in the second half and squeezed play a lot more, and we got what we deserved in the end. I think even their manager seen that we were the worthy winners in the end. It could have been 4-5 in the end, but I'm happy with 3.
Yeah, Carter got your first 2 goals. That set you up nicely, didn't it?
Yeah, he's been struggling with a bit of confidence at the moment. I don't understand why, because you know, I still think he's one of the best around, and you know, he showed it today. He's got back to his best now, where he's rallying around with defenders and you know, pushing them around and doing what he should be doing. And he got the 2 goals that he well deserved. He could have had a third, but I'm sure he'll be happy with two today as well.
In the Peninsula Premier League, there was a 4-4 draw between Tavistock and Torpoint Athletic, with Torpoint leading at one stage by 4-1. I spoke to the Tavistock head coach, Stuart Henderson.
Sort of like we're camped in Torpoint's half, the goalie pulled off a couple of good saves and they just picked us off, really. They picked us off and we found ourselves sort of like 2-0 down after half an hour, a little bit shell-shocked and just a little bit of an experience, really. I mean, they're a young side themselves. We tended to sort of like just pour players forward and we were getting caught on the counter. 3-0 down. So, disappointing. But we changed things around at second half, changed the shape, changed the personnel a little bit. And, you know, we got it back to 4-4 and we're disappointed, you know, not to have got 3 points, really. We've had, you know, chance after chance after chance. So, yeah, it was about enough chances in that game that you'd expect in 2 or 3 games. It was a bit of an odd game, to be fair. But I think it's that time of year. People probably aren't quite fully fit yet. And it's going to take 4 or 5 games to get into a bit more of a pattern.
Yeah, well, that's 2 games and 2 draws for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, disappointing, really, because I think, you know, on reflection, you know, both games, it was completely different on Saturday down at Carrington. There wasn't many chances, but we felt that we had the better chances on a small, tight pitch on a very hot day. And today, obviously up here at Tavistock, you know, second half, you know, we've scored 3, you know, could have scored 6 or 7 on another day. But, you know, undefeated, that's the positives. But, you know, we could be there with 6 points, but, you know, we're not. And we just, you know, we'll improve. You know, the more the team plays together, it is a new team. And we're learning things about the players, you know, as every day goes by. So it's going to take sort of like 5, 6, 7 games to sort of like get a settled side.
In the Peninsula West Division, there was a 5-2 victory for Penzance over Holsworthy at Penley Park. The Magpies manager is John Dent.
Yeah, it's very pleasing. The performance could have been a little better, but to come away with 6 points in 2 games, then we can't complain.
No, and 5 in front of the home support as well. That's always good for confidence at this stage of the season.
It is, yeah. We always look like scoring, but unfortunately, the more we look like conceding as well. So it's something we've got to work on.
You're happy with the goal scoring then, but perhaps not at the back?
No, I think, we're a totally new side this year. I think we only got 3 players in the whole squad that were here last season. So it's been a lot of work in the summer. And obviously, players are still getting used to each other. But it's improving with each game.
Yeah, and there was a bit of a rebuilding job, but when you're winning games and rebuilding a team, that's always good news, isn't it? It means you're on the right track.
It is, yeah. I mean, my answer to the players is that if you play poorly and win, then it's a sign of a good side. And we haven't really hit the heights that we hope to do this season. I know it's early days, but hopefully that will come with the players getting to know each other better.
And Sticker have got their first win of the Peninsula West Division. A 3-1 victory at Penryn Athletic. Andy Avery, their manager, was delighted.
It's important for the lads. Like I say, pre-season we put in some really good performances and we were disappointed last week with our performance against Maisel. Today we came up against a good footballing side in Penryn and it suited us. Got the ball down, played a lot more football with good tempo in it. And the 3 points, like I say, definitely will go towards good attitude from the lads and hopefully boost our season and get us up and running.
You know, a pitch like Penryn's, a team like Penryn like to play football, you like to play football, and that suits you, that style of play. If teams want to pass the ball around, you want to pass the ball around, that's right in up your street, really.
Yeah, it definitely suits us, you know. I know teams have tactics to win games, but it's nice to come up an opponent like Penryn today. Like I say, they are a good footballing side. We've got some decent lads in our team, in our squad. And that was important today as well, the fact that we had a squad here. It was a hot day, frantic game, like I say, a lot of tempo end-to-end. We had some good subs on the bench that came off, they dug in, and helped us gain 3 points. So it was a good squad game today, not just a team performance.
Who got your goals today, Andy?
Sam Kenny, the left-back, I believe, stroked home the first one with a good move, driving forward right from the left-back all the way down the channel into the box. Our second goal was finished off by Martin Duff. That was more pleasurable for us. It came from a throw-in at our right back. We managed to retain the ball from the throw, keep hold of it, shifted it across the park, went down the wing and played some lovely little 1-2 stuff on the edge of the box before slotting it in. And the third one, again, Martin Duff, 5 minutes to go,
managed to pounce onto a ball, sloppily cleared in their box, and nipped in to beat the keeper and slot it home and steal the points.
Some good goals by the sound of it. And Vosper's Oak Villa at home next.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing to hear some of Vosper's results, but you know, that's unfortunately not for us to worry about. We need to get focused on it, try and get another 3 points in the bag and keep our season building.
And don't forget, you can listen to the BBC Radio Cornwall Sport Programme every Saturday from 2 o'clock, 103.9, 95.2 FM, and online at bbc.co.uk/Cornwall.